All right, building your business, in doing so, networking is going to be super, super important to you. And in today's day and age, you can network on the internet like crazy. So I decided to do a series on networking on different social platforms. And today we're going to talk specifically about Facebook. And then on the successive days, because what's today? Today is a Thursday. So on the successive Thursdays, depending on whenever you're listening to this, but on the successive Thursdays, we'll talk about some of the other platforms, including LinkedIn and Twitter. So we are talking, we are rolling, I'm in my car. So let's dig into this episode and talk about how to network on Facebook three ways. We'll get into it after the theme song. So the big question is this: how do we ambitious professionals avoid the slow-moving career, take control of our time, and get paid for two things? Doing what excites us and making an impact bigger than anyone ever thought was possible. That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Candace Spears, and welcome to Ambition, Honey, and Hustle. All right, so networking on Facebook. So networking, first off, on any social media platform is a good idea if you're not doing it. And if you're not sure what I mean, when we go through the specific channels, we'll dig in a little bit deeper. But here's the deal: as you're building your business, those connections, you never know where connections go. And whenever you're connecting with people, you want to make sure you're connecting on something valuable, or that you're offering them something valuable, or you're finding out ways to bring them some value, not just connecting from the standpoint of, oh, that person looks like they'll be my customer, let me go talk to them and see if they want to buy something. No. So if that's the mindset that you have already, drop it and let it go. So when it comes to Facebook, three things that I think can work really, really well. One of them I don't use very often on that social channel, and it'll be the last one that we talk about. But the other two I do use fairly often. So the first one, and this is probably the obvious one, but the first one is Facebook groups. So if there are some groups that are popular spots where your ideal customer or client may hang out, it's a good idea to go ahead and join some of those groups and just sort of get in the mix. So, you know, one of the profiles that I talk to as my client is mompreneurs on the coaching side of things, and, you know, helping them with their move from part-time to full-time, and then the marketing pieces that really help them rocket and launch their business and get them where they want to go. So I am a part of a lot of different groups on Facebook for mompreneurs or for female entrepreneurs, because that is a heavy ideal customer client profile for me. So within those groups, I'm having conversations, or I'm seeing other people post about maybe challenges that they're having in their business, or, you know, just questions in general. People ask and talk about all sorts of things. And so the opportunity there is to see someone's question or comment or concern and see how you can add value. Maybe you have something that you've tried that's worked. Go in, comment on it, share it with them. So this is the kind of networking that allows you to go in and say, oh, okay, I have something valuable. Here you go. And start to build some relationship. And the more that you do that, the more that your own posts and comments, like you start to get quote unquote known in that group. Right, as someone that frequently responds, or, you know, maybe frequently asks other questions or whatever, but you can start to get known in that group, so people recognize and start to respect, oh yeah, they know what they're talking about. Let me have more conversation with them. And so as you've done that engagement, you always have the opportunity to take that conversation, you know, privately into a direct message, or to reach out to that person directly and say, hey, I'll message you I've got some other thoughts that you could also try, you know, for whatever problem you're having. And then that gives you the opportunity to take it out of that public forum and start having more of a direct conversation. So that's the first thing, Facebook groups. The second thing when it comes to networking on Facebook is leveraging your own personal profile. So if you are, you know, super clear about here are the things that I do, here are the things that I offer, one of the first places that you really should look, and I know often it's not the first place that we want to look, maybe for fear of judgment or whatever it is, our own circle, our own sphere, people that already know us, but it is a good place to start. And on your personal page, you've got all sorts of people that you're already connected to. And either you start paying closer attention to the things that other people are posting in your network, and maybe there's some value that you can offer, or maybe you just start putting out things that might be valuable. You know, maybe you've put out a guide on how to, you know, how to increase your personal brand visibility. And maybe you just put something out there saying, hey, you know of anybody who really needs to get more exposure to their personal brand? That's what you do. Get more exposure to their personal brand. I've got this free thing out here. Please feel free to tag in anyone that you think it might be valuable for. And that's a way to just throw out something of value to your immediate sphere. Start seeing how that's going. And then to take it further, right? Again, there's an opportunity, if it makes sense, to bring it into a private conversation. You know, if it's a download that you have, you're now gaining the opportunity to get an email address in exchange for providing that download. And again, these are things that allow you to further the relationship. So, personal profile is the second thing. The third thing is thinking about mixing your offline networking activity and bringing it online too. And what I mean by that is, let's say you're out either, maybe you've gone to a networking event, maybe it wasn't even a networking event. Maybe you were just out somewhere and you saw something that was really interesting by someone who potentially is your ideal customer or client, or maybe they're not, and you just want to network and broaden horizons in general. Maybe they're like a peer colleague or what have you. But let's say you're out and you see something that maybe they have done, or you saw their name mentioned somewhere, and there's some interesting tidbit that you have. You have the opportunity to go into Facebook. I would go ahead and add them as a friend. Or if they have a page and you find their, you know, like a business page or something like that, you can go and comment on that as well. But I would go ahead and add them in as a friend and take the opportunity to drop them a direct message. Drop them a message on Messenger saying, hey, I saw XYZ when I was out the other day. I thought that was pretty cool how you did whatever. I would love to hear more about how you do such and such a thing, or I would love to understand more about your story. These are different ways that you can leverage Facebook to then start to build in that connection. And that gives you also the opportunity for that person to explore a little bit more about you, for you to explore a little bit more about them, just by taking that one little thing that you saw offline and bringing it online. So, these three things, I want you to take them with you and give one of them a try if it feels like it makes sense to you. So again, the first one was all around Facebook groups and getting involved in them. The second one was all about using your personal Facebook profile a little bit more. And then the third one had to do with taking offline things online. So take these, take some action. I hope you have a great day, a great evening, whenever you are listening, and I'll talk to you again very, very soon. Enjoy what you're hearing on this podcast? Well, if you do, I need you to do me a huge favor. Go over to Apple Podcast, look for Ambition, Honey, and Hustle, and leave me a rating and a written review. That would be so awesome. And you don't know how much that helps other listeners just like you find us. So go ahead, leave the rating and review. I'll wait or not. I'll trust that you'll go and do it. And I thank you very much in advance.